Today.
At 4.
Show, and we're kicking off hour one of the Friday edition. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231, and bring up whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Every feature is free on the site at freetalklive.com. We're starting things out by going to the phones and to the fun. Let's go to the amplifier line first. And, whoa, board off. There's like a ball game or something there in the background.
I did not.
Quite so sure what that is. Let's go to Jarvis in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
This is kind of hit the news yesterday. You guys have probably seen it. These quotes from Anthony Mercisa, the guy who apparently admitted to abusing Mark Foley. I think some of these are just hilarious. I wanted to get you guys...
abusing Mark Foley?
This is the priest?
Oh.
There's a priest. And so some of these quotes, like, this guy just has no, you know, sense of decent morality. Like, one of these is, once maybe I touched him or so, but didn't, it wasn't, because it's not something you call, I mean, rape or penetration or anything like that. You know, we were just fondling.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, this guy is so funny. But, you know, I mean, I think it's just, like, some of these, these people that get abused, and then, you know, what are you going to do from that? Well, let's go into government so I can abuse, you know, millions of other people. And this connection between religion and politics is just so tight.
Didn't I hear that this priest apparently had, like, a naked rub with Mark Foley or something like that? Wasn't there some sort of naked touching going on between the two of them?
Yeah, I mean, he pretty much admitted to, fondling is what he called it.
How old was Foley at the time?
But, you know, feet. What?
How old was Foley at the time?
It doesn't say in this article. I forget now. I didn't, you know.
Minor?
Not early
minor.
Puberty, I think. Okay. I don't actually remember.
Got it. And this guy's not facing, the priest isn't facing any consequences because the statute of limitations is up. It's just interesting that, you know, we're finding out what the full story is behind this guy.
Do you think the statute of limitations should ever go up on touching children? I mean, it seems to me like that should be something that you could just go back and bring back up if you can bring evidence that proves that they did it.
Jarvis?
Sure. I don't know. I mean, this guy, I think he's not in the United States anymore, so it'd be tough to actually get any kind of legal charges. I think he's in some island in the Mediterranean or something now.
Wow. All right, man. Anything else on your mind?
Touching their little boys there.
No, that's about it.
Thanks, Jarvis. Appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. In other news about Mark Foley, guess what, Mark? He's still going to actually get paid.
What?
After resigning in disgrace? Yeah, after stepping down, he still gets his pension. According to Brian Ross at ABCNews.com.
Well, after all, he was a congressman.
Former Congressman Mark Foley may have stepped down in disgrace, but he'll still be eligible for his congressional pension no matter what, even if he faces jail time, according to Pete Sepp of the National Taxpayers Union, a nonpartisan taxpayer advocacy group. Quote, we estimate $32,000 annually, and that would begin at age 62. The pension
will
grow.
You can live on that.
Sure could. The pension will grow as the cost of living rises. Foley was earning $165,200 annually, the standard salary for a House member, up until he resigned on September 29th after ABC News questioned him about sexually explicit Internet messages with former congressional pages in May of this year. The House proposed legislation taking away pensions from members convicted of bribery and corruption, but that bill has been stalled in conference negotiations before going to the Senate. Wait a minute, you mean that the corrupt House of Representatives is not going to pass a bill that will prevent them from getting access to their pensions if they're found for being corrupt?
Apparently not.
They would want to stand in the way of good legislation like that? Imagine that.
Can you imagine?
Former, let's see. Oh, also, two recently convicted
congressmen. These people are such crooks.
Congressman Bob Ney, who's still collecting his full salary, and former Congressman Randall Duke Cunningham will also get their pensions no matter what, according to the taxpayer's representative.
They don't want to take any chance that they might get caught for something
who
and
knows?
Not get their pension.
Foley and Ney's service, isn't it sweet? I mean, they can arrest The police can arrest pretty much anybody they want around the country for whatever charges, marijuana crimes, whatever. As long as you get arrested, you've been plucked out of your job, and you can better believe your job is not going to send you your biweekly paycheck.
Not to mention that if the police arrest you for drug charges, they can pretty much take anything of yours that they want to take. So what you've already earned, they can take.
Foley and Ney's service records are almost identical. Ney will start with $29,000 annually, slightly lower than Foley's because he's married. Both can opt for a reduced pension starting at 56, which means they can start collecting their checks in just 4 years. Cunningham, who's 64 and now in prison for accepting bribes, immediately began collecting $64,000 annually when he stepped down in November of 2005 after racking up 20 years of service in the military and Congress. You know, I mean, most Americans don't make more than $22,000 a year. I believe that's about the average as far as what Americans
really?
Make. Isn't that the case?
That can't be.
No?
It can't be. That sounds way too
okay.
low.
Okay. Well, anyway, it seems like $29,000 is a lot of money for doing nothing.
For doing nothing and for being a criminal that built the American people.
I mean, that's a sweet deal. You get elected to office.
In the case of Duke Cunningham, I mean.
You get elected to office, and you go up there and screw people over for 4 years straight. You can leave any time you want to, apparently, and you get a pension for the rest of your life. Man, where do we sign up for this, Mark? Well, oh, wait, we can't, because we're principled individuals, and we don't agree with taking money from people at gunpoint like these people do.
Yeah,
it's pretty
good work for us.
800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones, and Vince in Indianapolis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, so I wish I had a job like that.
Yes, sir, no. What's up?
I was reading the editorial pages in the Indianapolis Star today.
And
you were talking about how bad the language is, and this is called Fresh Thoughts, and this one's written by, it says, Immersed in Education. It says here, it starts off the paragraph or the article with this semester I'm doing a project with the Virginia Ball Center that involves creating a 2D computer game that teaches ecology to elementary school children.
That's nice.
Focuses on creative inquiry and immersive learning. All one paragraph, one sentence.
Hmm. And where are you getting this from?
This part of the editorial page of the Indianapolis Star today.
And they have it there for what reason? I'm sorry, I missed that point.
Well, they call it Fresh Thoughts. It's the editorial board's college and high school blog.
Hmm.
And, I mean, this is really something, because, I mean, she goes from, starts out writing what she's going to teach, and then she tries to explain immersion education, which allows students to experience the workplace in a group setting.
Hmm.
They practice skills of decision-making, time management, collaborating with people of different disciplines, which is fine and dandy.
Yeah.
But she goes on to try to write out, you know, she goes to further her paragraph with, while majoring in biology and landscape architecture, I have butted heads. You know, and, you know, this is where she, you know, she's using part business speak, part whatever you want to call it, the hip-hop and butted heads there. And then, you know, and then she tries to, you know, immerse or try to put into this article, you know, what immersion education is.
Okay.
In 2D discipline where, you know, you have a computer program teaching, like she says, ecology here.
Huh. And you're giving this as an example of somebody who can't write? Is that what you're saying? I mean
this thing is, there's very few complete sentences. There are run-on sentences galore in this.
Wow, that's pretty sad. Vince, we got to go, man. Your phone's really bad. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. He's referencing a story we did last night about college graduates just not being able to put sentences together, not being very good at grammar, and I guess he found something there in the Indianapolis paper that was an example of that.
I've looked up some statistics from thebigpicture.com. Median income for men. Now, median's better than average in this particular case because there's as many people on one side as there are on the other. For instance, if you have 10 people, one's making $100 a year, eight of them are making $1,000, and one's making $1,000,000, it'll throw off your average really bad.
Sure.
So median for men is $41,000 a year.
Oh, okay.
Women are 77% of that.
Hmm. I don't know where I got those numbers from, though. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number for you. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, what happens when a school bans everything fun? It has happened in Massachusetts. We'll give you the details on the way. It is Free Talk Live.
Taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute.
Today, class, we'll study the elements of the periodic table.
Forget that, teacher. Let's get under the hood with a real-life chemistry lab. When I come back, we'll experiment.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
Close the chemistry books. Here's a real-world lesson in nitrous oxide. Before jet propulsion, nitrous oxide was used to increase airspeed in World War II Allied aircraft. Then later developed as a racing application, this compound provides a powerful boost at around 570 degrees Fahrenheit when it splits, feeding more combustion-friendly oxygen to an engine while increasing fuel injection. The result? Greater horsepower and a rocket ride. Now, class, your homework is to memorize this. The street is a dangerous place to mix this explosive combination, drinking and driving. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is free. You take advantage of it. And it'll cost you nothing, including the live streams, live version. There's a broadband version, dial-up version as well, totally free. FreeTalkLive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org as we travel to Massachusetts, Attleboro. According to the AP, tag you're out. Officials at an elementary school south of Boston have banned kids from playing tag. But that's not all they've banned children from. They've also banned them from touch football and any other unsupervised chase game during recess for fear that they'll get hurt and hold the school liable.
Yeah, you know, what are kids going to... Kids could get hurt doing anything. They could get hurt sitting on their desks.
Sure,
now,
they
obviously,
could.
Obviously, they could get hurt... more likely, they'd get hurt running around and playing, but don't you think that running around and playing are an important part of a kid's education?
Absolutely. Well, not necessarily of their education, but it's an important part of being a kid.
Well, it's the education is to prepare them to be an adult.
Right, but there's no education going on the playground. It's not part of education.
It's not academics, Ian, but it's education. Education being is, you know, preparing a child to be an adult.
You don't run around and play tag as an adult.
Yes, but if you don't let children run around and play tag, they're going to grow up to be a really weird adult, like you.
I played plenty of tag when I was a kid.
Yeah, I think you got caught one too many times or something.
I don't know. But anyway, according to... And what do you mean I'm weird? What's that supposed to mean?
I think... Just go on.
Anyway, they banned kids from playing any other unsupervised chase game during recess for fear they're going to get hurt. Recess is, quote, a time when accidents can happen, said Willett Elementary School principal Gaylene Hepp, who approved the ban. While there's no district-wide ban on contact sports during recess, local rules have been cropping up. Several school administrators around Attleboro, a city of about 45,000 residents, took aim at dodgeball a few years ago, saying it was exclusionary and dangerous. Elementary schools. I tell you, dodgeball was the most fun of all of the games that we were mandated to play in physical education class.
Yeah, awesome.
Dodgeball was the best.
Yep.
Football, football, baseball, basketball, all the basic ones, it's your standard sports, those were never much fun for me. Because I was one of the last people to be picked on the teams and that sort of thing, and I never really was a huge fan of those games anyway. But dodgeball was great because there was always multiple balls in the air at one time.
And you
everybody
had a big team.
Everybody was against everybody else, and it was just a lot of fun. So no more fun allowed.
Did you guys play your dodgeball lined up on either side of the basketball court with some balls in the middle and you went out to get them?
Yep, that's how it worked.
Yeah, that's the best way to play.
Elementary schools in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and Spokane, Washington also recently banned tag.
Now, when she says that things that are exclusionary are banned, that means that any sport you can win.
Okay. I don't think they're going to ban baseball and football.
No, but that's what it says, though. It's dodgeball is exclusionary.
Right. I got you. I think they mean it's exclusionary in that maybe some kids don't get to pick up the ball. I'm just presuming. I don't know.
In baseball, don't players get called out?
Yeah.
That sounds awfully exclusionary.
And not everybody gets passed to in football. I mean, if you're out to receive the ball, you may not get thrown to.
Right. I can't catch very well.
All right, so going on here. A suburban Charleston, South Carolina school also outlawed all unsupervised contact sports. Debbie Lafiere, who has two children at the school, says, I think it's unfortunate that kids' lives are micromanaged, and there are social skills they'll never develop on their own.
I'd have to agree.
Playing tag is just part of being a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right, Debbie. What are you going to do about it? You going to pull your kids out? Or are you just going to sit there and huff about it? Oh, well, this is bad. Oh, these bureaucrats, they're so terrible. Oh, well, go off to school now, Johnny. Nobody's going to do anything here.
No.
They're just going to accept the new rules. Maybe the PTA will make a little bit of ruckus about it, at worst. And
even if they do pull out, I mean, what difference does it make the public school system if 1% or 2% of the kids pull out?
It doesn't. They still get funded.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know. Do they get funded on a per-pupil basis? How does that work?
I think the public schools do, but what are the teachers' union doesn't care.
Another Willett parent, Celeste De Ilia, says her son feels safer because of the rule. Quote, I've witnessed enough near collisions, she said.
Near collisions. I mean, they only weigh 40 or 50 pounds. They're children.
And there's a difference between a collision and a near collision.
Right.
I've seen children run close to one another.
And fall down a little.
It's amazing. 800-259-9231. I wish there was more, but there's not, unfortunately, to this story. But we are going to go to The Simpsons, and I guess a new episode coming out. We don't talk about television too often on Free Talk Live, but I guess this one's worth talking about, right, Mark?
From the Idiot Box, Anyone who thinks Hollywood is run by a liberal cabal won't change its mind after watching The Simpsons annual Halloween special. The episode, which airs November 5th, concludes with an Iraq War satire that may rank as the most poignant political statement the show has ever made.
They've all the Halloween specials have always been great on The Simpsons,
they?
Haven't they?
I don't know.
It's been years since I've watched one, but yeah. They always do
Simpsons
really
is
great.
Is a great show. There's no doubt about it.
They always do great spoofs of old horror movies and that sort of thing, and just fun stuff. So what's going on this year?
Aliens invade Springfield to prevent mankind from obtaining weapons of mass disintegration.
Hmm.
But their mission, called Operation Enduring Occupation, turns into a quagmire. With a name like that, how could you expect anything else? One alien accuses one alien, "You said we'd be greeted as liberators." We're looking for an ending to the episode, and it just kind of suggested itself, says Simpson executive Al Jean. "I'd like to take credit for being adventuresome, but I think we're expressing a viewpoint of 69% of the country agrees with."
Hmm.
Perhaps, but in the past, the show's writers have actually been careful to maintain an ironic distance from the hot-button issues they've tackled, including abortion and evolution. The Halloween segment, in contrast, feels remarkably earnest, right up into its final line. "This sure is a lot like Iraq will be." That line may not make it onto the air. Some of the writers want it cut, says Gene, though not because it's politically loaded. The debate is whether people already get it and we're being too obvious.
I see where he's coming from.
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious that they would get it, I would think, if you're calling it enduring occupation. Anyway, Gene makes no apologies for the sobering tone of the segment. When you read the headlines, it's just so sad for everyone over there. He says that there was little concern about alienating conservative viewers and no interference from Fox, whose conservative corporate chairman Rupert Murdoch has lately been accused of drifting to the left.
Hmm.
"They didn't have any objection to this," he says. In fact, he says the Simpsons don't weigh in on more political controversies. It's partly because it takes a full year for a script to get filmed and broadcast. It's actually a good inner check on us.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah,
I didn't realize.
A year? That's amazing.
The South Parks turn around in no time.
Yeah, well, then apparently they've got a different system.
They can put together a South Park in like a week. 800-259-9231. So I'm going to have to look out for that one because I watched the South Park with the where they made fun of the 9/11 truthers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was great. That was just brilliant.
I didn't see that.
They did a great job. Essentially, the concept of the episode was that the government is actually behind the 9/11 truth movement. And the purpose is because since government is so useless and dumb and incompetent, they've created this 9/11 truth movement in order to make people believe that they still got it, that they're dangerous and they're scary and they can control the world. And it was just a brilliant episode, and so I'm hoping The Simpsons measures up. 800-259-9231. Speaking of the war, if you're a peace activist, the ACLU has some news for you. Your email might be being monitored. 800-259-9231. We'll give you the details coming up. You can take control. It is Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in easy for cleaning, and they also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06. subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now. 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free. 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where there's a listener map. Over 1,500 of our listeners have added themselves to it, and you could as well. Go to map.freetalklive.com to get interactive with it. Map.freetalklive.com.
Have you listened to Common Sense with Dan Carlin yet? Dan advertises on Free Talk Live because he realizes we have an audience composed of people who aren't too happy with the two big parties. He's not either, and he sounds pretty mad about it sometimes. It's loud, fast, and smart. See what you think. Get the podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
From AlterNet, more information keeps coming out thanks to the ACLU about the Bush administration's equation of protest with terrorism. And then the snooping that it then engages in. Homeland Security is monitoring peace groups and even peering at their emails. Now, we had kind of known about this. There have been stories over the past few years. I think there was one up in Detroit where the Detroit Police Department was caught spying on protests, anti-war protests. There was another story, I don't remember where, I think it was California, where the local police department had infiltrated the anti-war movement in the area and had actually... not only had they infiltrated the movement, but they had become elected leaders within the movement. They were organizing a parade, essentially. The police themselves were the parade organizers. I mean, there's all kinds of spying and infiltration and things
and,
going on.
It looks like coercion and entrapment, too, to some extent.
Well, I don't know if they've actually arrested anybody with anything. Can you call it entrapment if nobody's been arrested?
No, but I mean, if they're the leaders of the protest, I mean, it's the police.
Yeah.
Leading a protest against themselves or something.
It then shares the information. Let's see. Homeland Security is monitoring peace groups, even peering at their emails. Quote, this information is being provided only to alert commanders and staff to potential terrorist activity or apprise them of other force protection issues. Unquote. It then shares that information with the Joint Terrorism Task Forces, which include the FBI and state and local law enforcement, as well as the Pentagon's notorious TALON program, which stands for Threat and Local Observation Notice. For instance, an April 12, 2005 TALON document just released by the ACLU shows that the Pentagon was concerned about suspicious activity at an upcoming event sponsored by the Broward Anti-War Coalition in Florida. The peace group, according to the document, was planning, hold your breath here, quote, guerrilla theater and other forms of subversive propaganda at the Fort Lauderdale Air and Sea Show. The source of the information was the Miami-Dade Police Department, and members of the Army Recruiting and Miami Joint Terrorism Task Force were briefed on it, says the document. Another Talon document, dated in March of 2005, released by the ACLU, reveals that the Homeland Security agents are monitoring emails of scary groups such as the Quakers. You know who they are, right?
Yeah, well, a religious group that doesn't believe in peace.
They eat a lot of oatmeal. The source received an email in February, subject, upcoming peace anti-war events. The email was from the American Friends Service Committee of Northeastern Ohio, the document states, and that source is identified as, quote, a special agent of the Federal Protective Service, U.S. Department of Homeland Security. The document adds, the source is reliable. The Joint Terrorism Task Force of Dayton was briefed on this one. The planned activity of the Quakers that so concerned the Pentagon, Homeland Security, and the task force was this, quote, on March of 2005, there will be a Stop the War Now rally in commemoration of the second anniversary of the U.S. invasion occupation of Iraq. The Akron rally will have a march and readings of the names of the wars. I mean, this is a bulletin about a rally going out. That's what your federal government agencies are spending their time and money on.
This is what they consider dangerous.
The Quakers.
This is why the president had to have the Military Commissions Act of 2006, because of these dangerous folks. I wonder how many of them are going to be incarcerated and held without charges.
That remains to be seen. A third Talon document also relies on an email from the Quakers. Quote, source received...
We'll be lucky if we ever see it.
An email from the American Friends Service Committee about, quote, actions at a military recruitment office with the goals to include raising awareness, education, and visibility. Look out, everybody. These people want to educate, raise awareness, and be visible. As opposed to maybe bombing... killing, shooting. I mean, what are we doing here? What? This is what they're...
chasing peace activists.
It's just amazing. And that it has been going on, and it continues to go on. All three Talon documents state at the top, quote, this is the government here. This information is being provided only to alert commanders and staff, to alert them to terrorist activity, potential terrorist activity. Really? Really? The Quakers? Potential terrorists? These are religious individuals... that there's not a violent bone in their bodies. I've met them. They go to the anti-war rallies and hold signs, and a bunch of them are socialists. I mean, I guess they're violent because they support socialism, but that's not what the government's concerned with.
They don't even realize that.
Yeah. So here you go again. I mean, it's just story after story. 800-259-9231 with your thoughts. Otherwise, we're going back to Iraq since we're talking about the war. Let's talk about Tillman, Pat Tillman. He was the, I guess, football star.
Yeah, NFL.
NFL football star. He joined up. He did the right thing, like Elvis did back in the day. He joined up with the military, and he was going to go fight for freedom, so-called, in Afghanistan. Unfortunately, he was cut down by friendly fire, as they call it. And the military originally whitewashed the story. They lied about it. They said that he died heroically. When, in fact, he died at the hands of his fellow soldiers.
Yeah.
But his brother has a few things to say. It's Kevin Tillman, is that
Kevin
right?
Tillman. It's Pat's birthday on November 6th, and elections are the day after. It gets me thinking about a conversation I had with Pat before we joined the military. He spoke about the risks with signing the papers, how once we committed, we were at the mercy of the American leadership and the American people, how we could be thrown in a direction not of our volition. How fighting as a soldier would lead us without a voice until we got out. Much has happened since we handed over our voice. Somehow we were sent to invade a nation because it was a direct threat to the American people or the world. Sent to invade a nation because it was a direct... okay. Or harbored terrorists or was involved in September 11. I think there's a typo here. Or received weapons-grade uranium from Niger, or had mobile weapons labs, or WMD, or had it, or needed to be liberated, or we needed to establish a democracy, or stop an insurgency, or stop a civil war. We created that we can't call a civil war, even though it is. Something like that. Somehow, our elected leaders were subverting international law and humanity by setting up secret prisons around the world, secretly kidnapping people, secretly holding them indefinitely, secretly not charging them with anything, secretly torturing them. Somehow that overt policy of torture became the fault of a few bad apples, in the military. Somehow back at home, support for the soldiers meant having a five-year-old kindergarten scribble a picture with crayons and send it overseas, or slapping stickers on cars, or lobbying Congress for an extra pad and a helmet. It's interesting that a soldier in his third or fourth tour should care about drawing a drawing from a five-year-old or a faded sticker on a car as his friends die around him for an extra pad and a helmet. As if it would protect him.
I've never heard the soldier's opinion on the Support Our Troops movement. Interesting.
Yeah. As if it will protect him when an IED throws his vehicle 50 feet in the air and his body comes apart and his skin melts to the seat. Somehow, the more soldiers that die, the more legitimate the evil invasion becomes. Somehow American leadership, those whose only credit is lying to its people and illegally invading a nation, have been allowed to steal the courage, virtue, and honor of its soldiers on the ground. Somehow those afraid to fight an illegal invasion decades ago are allowed to send soldiers to die for an illegal invasion they started. Somehow faking character, virtue, and strength is tolerated. Somehow profiting from tragedy and horror is tolerated. Somehow the death of tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people is tolerated. This is Kevin Tillman, guy who signed up to, you know, with his brother on the same day in order to go fight this war. It's amazing to me what it is that he sees.
Yeah, I mean, I bet he's had a bit of a paradigm shift over the last few years.
Yeah, well, seeing it from the front line. Somehow subversion of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution is tolerated.
Yep.
Somehow suspension of habeas corpus is supposed to keep this country safe. Somehow torture is tolerated. Somehow lying is tolerated. Somehow reason is being discarded for faith, dogma, and nonsense.
Hmm.
Somehow American leadership managed to create a more dangerous world. Somehow a narrative is more important than reality. Somehow America has become a country that projects everything it is not and condemns everything that it is. Somehow the most reasonable, trusted, and respected country in the world has become one of the most irrational, belligerent, feared, distrusted countries in the world.
And it's all our fault. All of those things that have happened are as a result of Americans just not caring. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment,
One thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. And you can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. The number again, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com, and experience the site for free. Live streams, archives, and more. We give it all away. We ask that in return that you vote for the show. Go to vote.freetalklive.com to cast your ballot, your digital ballot, if you will, for Free Talk Live. Your votes help keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world, of which we have dropped, again, Mark, to number 4.
This is unacceptable.
It really is.
Unacceptable.
Yeah, we need your vote at vote.freetalklive.com. It makes a difference because us being in the top 10 helps bring new people to the show, new people listening, new people discovering the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's important to you and you've yet to vote this month, head over to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute, and we would really appreciate it. So we were reading you were reading an essay from Kevin Tillman. He's the brother of Pat Tillman. That name may ring a bell for you. He was the soldier football star, I guess, NFL football star who joined the military, was shot by his own fellow troops in Afghanistan, presumably. And now his brother has a few choice words. Apparently his brother Kevin also joined the military at the same time as Pat. I presume he's still in.
He's out.
How did he get out?
2005, he got out.
Really? Okay. I guess they joined in 2000. No, we didn't invade until 2003.
2002. They joined in 2002, was discharged in 2005.
Discharged.
I've got no explanation.
Okay. Maybe it was like a family thing. Since your brother died, you get a discharge or something. Anyway, he's got a few choice words for the administration and for this whole war effort. Let's wrap up his thoughts.
Yeah, there's just a little bit left. Somehow being politically informed, diligent, and skeptical has been replaced by apathy through active ignorance. Somehow the same...
I blame government schools for that one. Apathy.
Somehow the same incompetent, narcissistic, virtuous, vacuous, malicious criminals are still in charge of this country.
The funny thing is, he labels them criminals there, but he calls them leaders earlier. And I think that we need to get over that as a country, as individuals in this country. We need to get over the idea that these fools in Washington, D.C. are leaders. They're anything but leaders. They're people who have power over others. Leaders don't have power over other people. Leaders are people that are voluntarily chosen to show someone, give someone direction. Leaders are somebody that you, as an individual, says, yeah, Mark, I want you to be my leader. Show me where I need to go. And you know what? If you don't show me where I need to go, or I'm not satisfied with your quality of leadership, I'm going to reject you as a leader, and I'm going to find somebody else to be my leader. Or, better yet, I'll lead myself. I don't think that we need to break Americans' habit of referring to politicians at all levels, local, state, and federal, as leaders. They are not. They are people in positions of power, and as he points out, they're corrupt, and they take advantage of those positions of power to use them to enrich themselves and their friends and hurt their enemies. Those are not the actions of a leader. Those are the actions of a violent, dangerous individual going on.
Somehow this is tolerated. Somehow nobody is accountable for this. In a democracy, the policy of the leaders is the policy of the people. So don't be shocked when our grandkids bury much of this generation as traitors to the nation, to the world, to humanity. Most likely, they will come to know that somehow was nurtured by fear, insecurity, and indifference, leaving the country vulnerable to unchecked, unchallenged parasites. Luckily, this country is still a democracy. People still have a voice.
Except it's not a democracy. It's a democratically elected representative republic for now.
Yeah, well, he's talking about an election, so
yeah.
And you'll see. People can still take action. It can start right after Pat's birthday. So he's looking for election results. So using democracy in that particular terminology isn't terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the country is not a democracy, thank goodness. It's a representative republic, but we democratically elect our leaders, and that's what he's hoping.
But they're not leaders, see?
I mean,
you are guilty of it.
I guess he's pulling for Democrats. I am not particularly, but...
Representatives, even if they are a representative, they're still not a leader. They're a representative, and their job is to represent mm-hmm. their constituents. But, of course, that's physically impossible. I mean, if you've got two people that you're representing, and those two people don't agree on everything, then you couldn't possibly represent those people. The idea that representatives can do any sort of representing is absolutely ludicrous in my mind. 1-800-259-9231, your toll-free number to comment.
Well, that's the way it's set up, and I doubt we're going to have some kind of amazing upheaval.
So oh, heck no. Nobody's going to upheave anything.
I hope.
I mean, we can't even get people to turn out to vote, let alone care about what goes on in this country. Mm. Nobody knows what's happening in America. They're just so busy with their own lives, and I don't blame them. I mean, it's tough to make ends meet in America today. We've got such a tax burden.
I think it's been designed that way.
Yeah, it has been designed that way. And they've designed the education system to crank out a bunch of morons, we talked about earlier this week, a bunch of clueless people that are totally not plugged into what's happening around them. And it's just so sad. But those are the reasons why these politicians continue to get away with murder, essentially. They're getting away with sending 3,000 of our troops to their deaths, which we're close to at this point, I think. We're close to that 3,000 mark.
Frightening.
And countless others injured. Countless others maybe mentally damaged. I mean, I've seen estimates to the tune of 40,000 troops with some sort of damage as a result of the Iraq War. This is going to be long-lasting physical and mental effects on these people.
Yeah, we're able to save a lot more men than we were able to save in previous wars because of medical science being such that it is.
Right.
So some guys that would have died have not.
That's true.
But, of course, they're living without limbs and terrible conditions.
And what do they have to show for it? Nothing.
A pension.
Oh. Well, of course, we always hear from military people, the people that follow these sorts of issues, that the military keeps cutting pensions and cutting benefits. And so, really, I mean, it's just screw them one way, screw them another way. 1-800-259-9231. Well, there's some other news about marijuana. Well, this isn't good news either, unfortunately. American taxpayers now spending more than $1 billion per year to incarcerate its citizens for pot. That's according to statistics released last week by the Department of Justice Bureau of Justice Statistics. According to the new BJS report, drug use and dependence, state and federal prisoners of 2004, 12.7% of state inmates and 12.4% of federal inmates are incarcerated for drug violations, are serving time for marijuana offenses. Combining these percentages with separate U.S. Department of Justice statistics on the total number of state and federal drug prisoners suggests that there are now about 33,655 state inmates and over 10,000 federal inmates behind bars for marijuana offenses. That's over 40,000 people in America that are serving time in prison for pot.
Just pot.
Multiplying these totals by the U.S. Department of Justice prison expenditure reveals that taxpayers are spending more than $1 billion annually to imprison pot offenders. The new report is noteworthy because it undermines the common claim from law enforcement officers and bureaucrats, specifically White House drug czar John Walters, that few, if any, Americans are incarcerated for marijuana-related offenses. No, there's nobody out there. There's nobody locked up for pot, is what they're telling us. But in reality, nearly one out of eight U.S. drug prisoners are locked up for pot. Now, of course, that doesn't count the amount of people arrested for marijuana offenses. There's a whole other story. There's 40,000 plus serving time. There's a lot more that have actually been arrested. Of course, several hundred
almost
thousand more.
Yeah, like almost 800,000 people arrested.
Yep, and by the way, those arrests cost taxpayers another $8 billion on top in criminal justice costs.
Are they figuring in, it seems a little, I hate to knock any wind out of the sails that are speaking out against the war on marijuana, because I'm all for it. But are they figuring in fines that money that they get from the pot people themselves? I mean,
I'm not sure about that.
I'm thinking they don't. I think that they probably just take the costs of what it costs to take somebody through court, and they don't figure that.
But you can bet that the fine, whatever it is, doesn't equal the amount of police time, bureaucrat time, court time, all spent processing one person for marijuana charge.
And it only is probably only used to grow the size of the police department, so they can go after more pot smokers anyway.
Of the over 786,000 people arrested for marijuana charges in 2005. Which is, by the way, more than twice the number that were arrested just 12 years ago. Among those arrested, 88%, over about 700,000 of them, were charged with just possession. The remaining 90,000 individuals were charged with sale and manufacture, a category that includes all cultivation offenses, even those where the marijuana was being grown for personal or medical use. I mean, this is such a popular drug, Mark. 90,000 people were arrested for the business end of it in 1 year. Now, if there's 90,000 people that were arrested for the business end of marijuana sale, as far as marijuana sales are concerned, how many people out there are actually still in business? I mean, how many marijuana businessmen and women are there?
More than got arrested, I can assure you of
that.
Yeah,
well, they've arrested 90,000 of them. That's
3 times that number?
At least.
Over
4 or 5
people?
Times that number? 800-259-9231. There's millions of users. That means they're supporting a large distribution network. More coming back. It is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.